Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 84. Cha-cha-cha. I don't know why I'm adding the cha-cha-cha in there, but somehow it seems like a good idea. Feels good. Anyway, so I had two colliding thoughts that came to me in sort of a different, one is a base thought, and then one just kind of for some reason pulled a bunch of stuff together. So I saw on Facebook somebody had posted a transgender love story, life after surgery, about Katie Rainhill and her boyfriend Aaron. And the story is about how these two people, Katie used to be Luke and Aaron used to be Emerald, they transitioned at about the same time and then found each other and dated and were in a relationship. And so this story is about that a little bit. And I happened to have an opportunity to see Katie Hill speak and purchased her book and read her book that was basically a memoir about her transition. And so one of the things that I found interesting, and this story reminded me of it, although it wasn't the actual story she was talking about in the book, but she talks about a story that was done by like the Today Show or something like that. And I'm not sure it was the Today Show, but it was that type of show. They came out and filmed them for a period of time and basically created a story about how cool is it these two kids transition and then they find each other and isn't it a cool love story? And it is. I mean, it's nice. It's great. The reality of the situation that Katie talks in her book is that by the time they came to film the story, her and Aaron were ending their romantic relationship. And so they were kind of having to keep things together for media purposes. You know, they wanted to speak out about transgender issues, et cetera, et cetera. But they are being pressured to keep it together for media purposes. So she talks about this in the book, which I just found both really interesting and so frustrating that they couldn't just be honest and talk about exactly where they were at. And then they had to, you know, because I guess if they're no longer together, the story falls apart. Or, I saw on the internet that there was a story done about them falling apart, like about them ending their relationship. So I guess you can only do one story at a time. They got to be together and then they got to be apart and two different stories, which is fine. But still, it's like, bah. Anyway, and then she talked about some of the other kind of fakey stuff that they did. Like, I guess I saw the video and I couldn't find the book on my shelf and remember or couldn't find the video to be able to pull up the exact story. So if I do, I'll put that in notes. But there was, as I recall, a very short scene of people like hanging out together. And the whole point was showing them with their friends having a good time. And she said that like somebody, they had two relatives that were like being each other's boyfriend and girlfriend, which I don't think like that was how they wanted to portray it. And I put it out there. But I think in the video, they didn't actually show enough for that to even matter, which I guess is good. But I just thought it was interesting that they were trying to manipulate the situation. It kind of makes it BS-y. So anyway, it's the frustration of that everything has to be like so sensationalized to create a story. I don't know, like on one level, I kind of get it. But on the other level, it's kind of a bummer that the reality of situations have to be, you know, what do we need in our lives that everything has to be so made to be perfect or whatever that we can't have real? And I don't know. Is that the way it should be? Is that what we, does that serve us in some way? I know it obviously gets ratings, or does it? I mean, I love great stories, but I love real stories. So I struggle with that because I'd rather know the reality of the situation. And I've had that, my own experience of that. I had something, a piece done on me that I can't hardly watch because it's just not really accurate at all. It's not my story. It's somebody's story. It's not my story. Anyway, so it's just hard. I don't know what I think about that. And it always bums me out. And you want to see these stories. You want to see them as truth and you want them to be inspiring and you want to be inspired. And then, of course, when you find out the real thing, it's kind of like a bummer, which is why they don't like that stuff to come out. But I guess my question in this particular situation is, what do we need? Why do we need things to be perfect? And I feel good stories are great, but when they're not right, I don't know. It's complex. Reality is cool, too. Maybe not as interesting, but cool. And so I'm just sad when I hear that. Then the other underlying piece that this kind of like pulled together and made me go, ah, was hearing, I was watching a bunch of pieces of Trump speaking at various rallies. And every one of them, he had to point out the quote unquote fake news. And I was kind of just getting irritated with this on a couple levels. One, dude, you don't have a corner on fake news. I mean, I understand that his point is if you call everybody fake news, you stop people from thinking, they make a decision based on your decision that fake news, every news is just bad, and there's no room for examining the reality or not reality of situations and trying to get to the truth. It's just you just look at all news and go fake, 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 and don't see the reality within them. I get that. I get that many people could argue and are arguing. You're closing the doors, of course, to people thinking critically, for people asking questions, for people reading. They just turn it away without looking at it and going, okay, what part of that is true? And therefore he gains control and he wins. He gets what he wants, apparently, which is us not to think or pay attention, but to follow his rule. And so thinking about his lack of having the corner on that and in this whole, like, this story, you know, I don't know when people, we talk about fake news, like I hate to use the word for exactly the reason that I mentioned about Trump, that it puts a blanket bad on it without critical thinking, without thinking about what is truth and what is the truth of that and what does it mean. It's hard to suss that out when you don't know the back story of a story or who's controlling the story, etc. So you kind of have what you have. But the point is still there can be information that is gained. And it would be nice if we could just promote people who tell the truth and praise them and have them. There's enough mistakes that can be made by really trying to tell the truth and not being able to get every angle or missing a piece of information that wasn't available to you or whatever the case might be. So, bah. But it was just the whole thinking about, yeah, the slanting of the news and all of that junk and how frustrating that there is so much of that. And then just the reality, you know, even the reality TV, like everything. I mean, we obviously have shows that we know are fake, right? And they're a great written story and they mean to tell us something or entertain us. And then we have, of course, reality TV that is certainly based on a little bit of reality. And, you know, I wish there was like on reality TV, like I wish there was a meter of like, how real is this? Like how much was cut and edited to make the story what they wanted the story to be? And then how much was cut? How much was actually keeping the integrity of the storyline? Like that would be a rating I would be really interested in. I realize Survivor is reality TV, but it's not reality TV and I could do a whole show on that. Maybe I will. Anyway, it's just, it got me thinking again about how much slanting and how much stuff we have and how hard it is to get real and how sad it is. Like just the sadness for this person, her story, Katie Hill, her story to be like sort of slightly tainted that it goes out in the world. And does it matter? I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. And if you know her, you know the real story. And you read her book, you know the real story. And if you don't, and you don't, you know, I realize that her story is not going to make or break the world, right? Like it's just what it is. And so it's kind of a feel good story and rock on. And maybe that's fine. I guess that's far more fine than our news that we have that is really slanting us without giving us accurate information. And then of course, news stories have to be short, right, to keep our attention. So we can't tell the whole story. I know that I can understand that is hard, but do you want to be as truthful as you can? But there is aspects of these newspaper writers only have so many words that they can do, and we miss a lot, right? Nobody has time to read the tomes of the day that we need to have the right and full information. So, I mean, there's a certain amount of reality in it too, but it'd be nice if there was like an asterisk you could put into a newspaper article that said, there's really a lot more here to talk about, but I do not have the word count and you do not have the time to read it. So know that there's more. Anyway, my little ideal world. So for what it's worth, that's my thought for the day. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to influence it. I guess this is my effort of trying to influence it a little bit. I'm trying to be real and put something out there that is real. And that's just me and my thoughts and processing through some of the stuff, which I guess, you know, so what does that mean? I have no idea. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You can listen to the other podcasts via iTunes, of course. Also the website, morningswithastranger.com. Check us out on Facebook @ Mornings with a Stranger. Have a lovely day.